Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Now America is at war again. A trade war with Canada. A foolish war America has started. The New York Post wrote on August 22, a hefty new tariff on a wide range of products from Canada took effect early Saturday after last-minute negotiations to avert the duties collapsed. The 50% tariff will apply to some $20 billion worth of Canadian products, $20 billion, including wine, hockey sticks, cement, and that is just the beginning. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney vowed swift retaliation after negotiations failed. Canada will match those tariffs dollar for dollar to protect our workers and businesses, he said in a statement. We have recognized from the beginning that America has changed and how true that is. Yes, we have recognized that too. It goes on to say, and that we will not return to our old relationship. And that is true for so many allies, former allies of the United States. Our government understood before many that America is altering all its trade relationships, putting tariffs on its closest allies like they did with Europe, and charging for access to its vast markets. The Prime Minister blamed last-minute changes in the U.S. proposed terms that he described as unfair, uneconomic, and he called into question the reliability of any deal for the breakdown in talks. And yes, there is great concern that you cannot rely on any deal which comes from the Trump administration. CTV News added on August 21. The Trump administration on Sunday warns that Canada would be foolish to think it could win a trade war with the United States, but the opposite is more likely true. Prime Minister Carney delivered his own address on the trade dispute, in which he said Canada is at economic war with the United States. Carney was asked, why does it feel like today Mark Carney is going to war, trade war? You're at war when you get attacked. We got attacked, he responded. Carney said, tariffs in response to Trump's new levies will come into a force and effect on September 8. Manitoba Premier Bob Kenew says he fully supports Prime Minister Mark Carney and the federal government's decision to walk away from trade talks with the United States. Speaking Saturday afternoon, he commended the Prime Minister for standing up for Canadians and said all premiers are united with Carney. History will not be kind to Donald Trump, so we should never appease him, and we should fight back, which is what Canada is doing today, he said. We can fight back against Donald Trump by buying from Canadian businesses, by supporting Canadian workers, and most importantly, by living up to our Canadian values. BC Premier David Eby says a request from U.S. negotiators would have effectively reduced Canada to America's 51st state. The suggestion that Canada would not trade with other countries, if you ever heard of a more ridiculous demand, or reduce our trade with other countries because the Americans tell us to do so, would reduce us to the economic equivalent of the 51st state, he said. The Hill added on August 22, the Prime Minister has said these new policies are in direct violation of the free trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Canada and the United States have historically enjoyed a close relationship, but the Trump administration's aggressive efforts to broker new trade agreements that favor the United States have placed these ties to the test. Now listen to this. Trump has repeatedly suggested that the United States cede its northern neighbor as a 51st state and addressed Carney as the future governor of Canada. He did the same this week. We should not just dismiss this as a joke as a humorous statement. When Trump talks about invading Greenland, when he talks about invading Cuba, when he talks about invading Panama, when he talks about other countries he wants to invade, we should take that very, very seriously. Trump repeatedly asked for a trade war with Canada, and now he got it. And he might very well lose this war as well. Because, you see, he lost the war against Iran. He, for all practical purposes, lost the war or the fight or whatever you want to call it with the Gaza Strip, Hamas, Ukraine. You know, he's trying to make new allies by putting the old allies and throwing them under the bus. He wants to have closer relationship with North Korea suddenly, and South Korea is very concerned about that. He wants to have closer relationship with China, and Taiwan is very concerned about that. And then, of course, it comes to Russia and Ukraine and Europe. Trump is not going to win any of those. And so the trade war escalates. The New York Post wrote on August 25, President Trump floated the possibility of rebranding Lake Ontario as Lake America in a shot across the bow against Canada's most populous province, whose premier threatened to cut off electricity and minerals to the United States. The United States is giving serious consideration to changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America, in that we don't expect to be doing much business with Ontario any longer, Trump declared on Truth Social Tuesday. I'll come back to that in a moment, but let's continue with the article. It says, one of the issues Carney claimed contributed to the breakdown in talks at the 11th hour last week was purported demands that Canada make changes demanding Quebec use English instead of French. Trump denied it on Monday. I would never interfere with Canadians speaking French, Trump insisted on Truth Social. In fact, I have never even thought of doing such a stupid thing. This lie was made up by a weak and ineffective prime minister in an attempt to gain political support, which he has totally lost from the people of Quebec. I love French Canadians. The question is, who is lying here? When he was originally asked about this, he pretended he had no memory of having said that. But then he goes on to say, well, it sounds like me, though. Now suddenly he denies it. He denies it, I believe, because he realized what a bombshell that demand would have been. And so let's talk about the new name. The Associated Press wrote on August 27. President Trump said Thursday he has renamed Lake Ontario to be known as Lake America as he escalates his trade war with Canada. The Republican president signed an executive order directing the Interior Department to update the lake's name in the U.S. Geographic Naming Service. Now, Trump cannot force Canada to follow his preferred naming convention, however. Nova Scotia Premier Jim Houston dismissed Trump's move in a social media post, writing, we're into the same real foolishness now. It's Lake Ontario, buddy. But there may be more to it, though. Reuters added on August 27, U.S. President Donald Trump renamed Lake Ontario Lake America on Thursday. The change would take effect immediately, he said, who also ordered the Gulf of Mexico renamed as the Gulf of America after assuming office last year. What good did that do? Nothing. It accomplished absolutely nothing when it came to Mexico and America. This name change would accomplish absolutely nothing. It's another foolish, absolutely foolish move. But it will anger the Canadians, that's for sure. And so Canada is looking for other allies. Like Britain has been looking for other allies, not any longer willing to rely on the United States. Canada, of course, is not an exception. Europe looks for other allies. Israel is very unhappy with Trump and how he handles, or the way they look at it now, mishandles the Iranian situation. And so Politico wrote on August 26, Canadian Prime Minister Carney will join European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen for the most high-profile political movement and moment in the EU's calendar, amid a worsening rift between the United States and Ottawa. Carney had accepted an invitation to attend the State of the EU speech in Strasbourg on September 16, where the President will set out her priorities for the bloc. Before the summer break, the European Commission President invited Prime Minister Carney for the State of the Union, both as a strong sign of the closeness of the EU and Canada, and to clearly signal the intention and ambition on both sides to upgrade our partnership, it was said. Carney becomes the first foreign head of government to ever attend the speech, where he will be received as a guest of honor. The Canadian leader will also give a speech to the Parliament the day after von der Leyen's State of the EU on September 17. Carney said that he will also use his time in Strasbourg to meet with EU lawmakers, to strengthen Canadian ties with the European Union, to the benefit of both our peoples. So we see a closer and closer relationship developing between Canada and Europe. As we see already a closer relationship developing in comparison with the United States between Britain and Europe. Now, what does it all mean? There have been rumors, suggestions that Canada will begin to buy more and more weapons and military equipment, even airplanes, from Europe, and to buy less and less from the United States. Biblically speaking, it's very well possible that for a while there will be a closer relationship between Europe and Canada and Great Britain, and that America is being more and more isolated. America will be more and more isolated. America, I said it before, is the most hated country in the world. And that is not only because of Trump, it's also because of those who are following him, supporting him. So there have been called people who are licking his boots. And all the allies will not forget that. But ultimately, the Bible is very strong about the fact that Europe will unite and it will then fight against Canada and against the United Kingdom in whatever way that is going to work out. Perhaps simultaneously when attacking and destroying the United States of America, because that is clearly prophesied in your Bible. So we'll keep you informed. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.